Hey, what is up? It is Crypto Bobby, and today let's talk about what the heck happened with Tether, why the price of Bitcoin dropped about 5% in 3 hours and has since recovered, what it might mean for the future of your usage potentially with Tether, and what it might mean long-term for cryptocurrency if it means anything at all. So let's hop into that discussion today. So last night, as I was live streaming, had a little crypto happy hour on YouTube for those of you that were joining. But basically in the middle of the live stream, so it was about 9 p.m. or so last night, the price of Bitcoin over the course of 3 hours dropped about 5.5%, and then has subsequently picked right back up, basically fully recovered to where it was previously. But Bitcoin dropped about 5%, and a lot of people are freaking out. Hopefully you didn't sell, but a lot of people are freaking out thinking, you know, is this the dip? Are we down? Are we going to go down? I just held on and went to bed, honestly, and I woke up to see a lot of this information about Tether. So what happened? Tether, a couple days ago, was hacked for around $31 million. They had $31 million removed from their treasury wallet, and they posted an announcement on their website, and then they since have taken that announcement down. So they posted that website, they posted that, they've since taken it down. This is an archive of that said announcement, but basically they had $31 million stolen from them. It was sent, somebody went in, hacked it, took it, sent it to another unauthorized address. And now they are in the process of attempting a token recovery to prevent them from entering the broader ecosystem. What the heck does that mean? Basically, Tether is trying to hard fork their Omni software or their Omni software core to invalidate that hack, essentially, kind of similar to what Ethereum and Ethereum, what happened with Ethereum Classic and the DAO hack a couple years ago. So similar scenario there where they're basically trying to hard fork their Tether network to invalidate that $31 million that was stolen from them. And they had basically, so right now they're in the process of creating a new build of the OmniCore software, and that's going to prevent any movement from the new, from the hackers' addresses. And then they're basically saying, hey guys, please, please install this new software because we don't want to lose $31 million. Saying that, you know, it's because we don't want them to enter the broader ecosystem, but it's probably more of a, hey, we just lost $31 million and we'd like to have that back, please. So I think that's a little bit more about what it's about. But this is really interesting news coming on what's been a continuously picking up news cycle that I've noticed about Tether, specifically in regards to Bitfinex. So This is just a straight up blatant hacking, but there has been a lot of news recently, or not necessarily a lot of news, but some people are calling it FUD, but I think there's been some compelling arguments and compelling information. But as far as Tether basically printing money, not really backed by the dollar, not really backed by any type of fiat money, which is kind of the whole point of Tether, is that it's backed and tied by fiat money. So there's been a lot of kind of arguments recently that both Tether is printing money and that is allowing for some kind of potentially fraudulent things to happen on Bitfinex. That a lot of this is unconfirmed right now, but sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. And I'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. But if you go on Twitter here, a lot of people talking about this, the $30 million hack, a lot of people saying that, you know, it's not even a pimple on Bitcoin's butt. It's, you know, $675 million, but I think it's still fairly, it's not great, but it's not going to be the end of the world if this is truly fraudulent and if there's a lot of things going on. One of the interesting things though, and some other folks have mentioned this previously, but if you don't follow, Bitfinex, check this guy out, or if you don't check out his tweets every once in a while, check this out. So he is kind of on a one-man mission I don't want to say destroy Bitfinex and Tether, but he is very much under the impression that there are fraudulent things happening between Tether and Bitfinex. Whether or not he's right remains to be seen, but he is kind of on a mission to expose or inform the general public about what is happening. He's not. He or she is an anonymous person right now, but goes through this process pretty consistently of trying to expose some of the potential wrongdoings and weaknesses that are happening with Bitfinex and with Tether. Whether or not it's true remains to be seen. But if it is true, if it turns out to be true, then everybody's going to look back and be like, this dude was so right. And how the hell did we, you know, not, why did we not do whatever we could have done to stop this? The one thing I will say, though, is remains to be seen whether or not Bitfinext is the person on Twitter, is right, is wrong. A lot of times, though, where there is smoke, there's fire, and people tend to ignore it. And if we look back, historically speaking, at some of the things that have happened with cryptocurrency, Mt. Gox is one of those things. And I want to show a little bit of a clip that you may have seen before, you may have not, but basically Mt. Gox was having, if you're not familiar, Mt. Gox is actually going through a bankruptcy proceeding right now. Mark Karpeles is going through a bankruptcy proceeding. He at one point in time the Mt. Gox exchange lost $460 million worth of Bitcoin, which is now worth multiple billions of dollars, but lost a ton. Mark Karpeles lost a ton of people's Bitcoin, and it was going on for months. There was months and months of things happening where, you know, there were delayed withdrawals, there was issues, there was this, there was that, and nobody, you know, some people wanted to believe it, but some people didn't, and there were clearly issues there, but people don't necessarily always want to believe where there is smoke that there is fire. And I think this is kind of a funny video. Whatever your feelings on Roger Ver are, and this was, maybe he wasn't given all the information, but I think this is something that you want to take a little bit of look at, because a lot of people now are saying, well, Bitfinex is fine, Tether's fine. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but just watch this for a second.
I'm Roger Ver, longtime Bitcoin advocate and investor. Today, I'm at the Mt. Gox World Headquarters in Tokyo, Japan. I had a nice chat with Mt. Gox CEO, Mark Karpeles, about their current situation. He showed me multiple bank statements, as well as letters from banks and lawyers. I'm sure that all the current withdrawal problems at Mt. Gox are being caused by the traditional banking system, not because of a lack of liquidity at Mt. Gox. The traditional banking partners that Mt. Gox needs to work with are not able to keep up with the demands of the growing Bitcoin economy.
So, it wasn't Mt. Gox's fault. It was the traditional banking system's fault. And, you know, regardless of your thoughts on Roger Ver, not a great look for him, obviously, with a lot of, you know, kind of coming out and putting his foot down and saying, hey, you know, Mt. Gox is good. We Gucci. It's all right. You know, keep your money here. There's nothing to worry about at all. This is fine. Obviously, it wasn't fine. Obviously, they lost a ton of people's money, and they're still fighting for it in bankruptcy court right now. People lost, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in this issue. So it's something to, I think, keep in mind is, the Mt. Gox thing was an issue for months prior to it just blowing up. This Bitfinex thing has been going on for months. Could it be this Bitfinex Tether thing, I should say, specifically Tether, could it be a non-issue? It could be, but there's a lot of signs that point to this being somewhat of an issue. And for me, what am I doing? What am I thinking about it right now? So for me, if Tether blows up, if it turns out that there's no money behind Tether, or there's not as much money as they say is behind Tether, then what am I going to do? It'll probably drop the market. It'll probably drop the Bitcoin market. It'll probably drop the overall market. I don't think that there's any debating that, because people are going to freak out. They're going to say this was, you know, we were printing money and it was supporting the Bitcoin. It was supporting Bitcoin. It was allowing people to leverage and all this stuff. If that happens, I think that'll probably, quite frankly, be an opportunity to buy Bitcoin cheap. Because long-term, I don't think that Tether is, if it's just absolutely full BS, if Tether and Bitfinex are colluding or whatever, if it's all a falsehood, then I don't think it fundamentally changes anything about cryptocurrency. Is it going to hurt a lot of people? Potentially, yes. But I don't think it fundamentally hurts anything about cryptocurrency long term. It's a more short term issue, in my opinion. And if it is a short term issue and it drops the price, that's a buying opportunity in my mind. Much like if you didn't have your money in Mt. Gox and that dropped the price significantly, that's something where that was historically a buying opportunity. When the Silk Road thing came out, that was a buying opportunity where Bitcoin went from like 150, 160, whatever to 110. That's a buying opportunity. Does Silk Road being outed, does Ross Ulbricht Does that really need to drop the price of Bitcoin 30, 40, 50%? No, it doesn't. Did it change the long-term trajectory of Bitcoin or a lot of these other cryptocurrencies? No. If Tether gets hacked or if Tether turns out to basically be a complete falsification of everything, then I don't think it fundamentally changes cryptocurrency. But what am I going to do to deal with that and adjust with that? Number one, for me personally right now, I think that there's enough going on where I'm not going to touch any US dollar Tether for me personally. Yeah. You can do what you want to do, but if I'm on, if I'm on Bittrex right now, and I'm looking at the Bittrex markets, or if I'm looking at any other markets, I'm going to keep my money in Bitcoin or, any of the other cryptocurrencies. And for pretty much no reason, am I going to trade those into US dollar Tether and keep them there? If I want to trade, if I want something in stable cryptocurrency, I'll take that money and I'll put it to GDAX and I will, I'll trade it to US dollar there. If that has anything, if that has any tax implication or anything like that, so be it. But I think it's potentially safer long-term than having it in dollar Tether in case anything blows up. So for the time being, I don't have any specific interest in parking, keeping my money, trading through dollar Tether. I think that there's too much uncertainty. There's too much fear outside of the Bitfinex, outside of the Tether thing, outside of the Tether hack, the $31 million they lost. There's too much going on there. Now, in addition to that, I think that it goes to show once again, this is a multi-million dollar company probably that has a lot of money in the bank that should have a lot of security experts that should be able to secure things. With that being said, they were unable to secure $31 million of cryptocurrency. However they used it, I don't know what they were using for treasury wallet. I have no clue. But again, I think it goes to show that you need to take security as an average user. You need to take security seriously, because if a larger company can't secure their cryptocurrency, you need to be able to. And that is why I continually advocate for hardware wallets. I continually advocate for you to be as secure as possible. I use a Ledger Nano S. I would recommend a Ledger. I would recommend a Treasure. I've heard good things about Treasures as well. But get your money on a hardware wallet. Don't keep it on the exchanges. This could have easily been any other exchange or any other thing on the planet that gets hacked. And not everybody out there is going to be like Tether, where they're just going to be able to hard fork their, potentially able to hard fork their software and then get the money back potentially. So I think that this is another sign that you need to be as intelligent as possible and as secure as possible. And a lot of that comes down to getting your money somewhere very safe, on a hardware wallet and cold storage, whatever you want to do, do that. Research security on cryptocurrency and don't be a dummy when it comes to security, because you don't want to lose your money, especially if you have a lot of it, but a little bit, a lot of it doesn't matter. Money's money. You don't want to lose that stuff. So don't be silly. You can see how easy it is to lose $31 million. So like I said, the big takeaways from this for me are, if Tether, if it goes poof, if there's something fishy going on there with Bitfinex, or if this hack just continues, whatever, I think that's an opportunity to buy discounted cryptocurrency. I think that's an opportunity to buy discounted Bitcoin, which is what I think a lot of people saw down here is, hey, whatever. So I think that's an opportunity to buy some discounted crypto, some discounted Bitcoin. If that comes out, I don't think it fundamentally changes Bitcoin. I don't think it fundamentally changes cryptocurrency. So that's point number one. Point number two, I'm probably going to avoid any dollar Tether trading pairings, quite frankly. I just don't think that it's worth it. I would rather trade Bitcoin, Ethereum trading pairings. And if I really want to put my money into fiat, which is a very minimal scenario, then I'll trade it to Bitcoin or Ethereum or Litecoin, and I'll send it over to GDAX and I'll trade it there for a minimal fee and I'll be fine. And then lastly, I would just say, this is another example of security. Just be secure, be smart, be intelligent, get a hardware wallet, get a Ledger, get a Treasure, do something very secure. I don't care. 2-factor authentication, 7-factor authentication, everything. Just be smart about how you hold your cryptocurrency. I think that is a must do. So guys, outside of that, if you are new to the channel by any chance, My name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on crypto, and then I do crypto happy hours a few different times a week where I hop on YouTube Live, talk to you guys about what's going on in the day-to-day world of crypto. I would definitely appreciate a subscribe, so hit that subscribe button, a little notify bell next to it, so when a new video does come out, you get that, as well as if I do go live, get a little bit of a notification when I go live. You can say hi, ask me as many questions as you want. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.